Amendment 65 is a challenge to the 2010 Citizens United Supreme Court decision that lifted many of the restrictions on campaign spending. But, Jody, even if this is approved, it really won't change things.
It wouldn't, because it's an advisory question. In other words, it doesn't really have the force of enactment. What it does is urges the state to make some tweaks in state policy regarding spending contributions and expenditures in state and national elections. And it makes the point of charging state lawmakers with furthering the state's policy on this matter by pushing the congressional delegates to support efforts to overrule the Citizens United decision by amending the Constitution. And if it does pass, it really does not have any teeth in it.
So that's Amendment 65. Amendment 64 seeks to legalize small amounts of marijuana for recreational use. Supporters have amassed more than $1 million in their war chest, but they also lost a court challenge last week over language in the state's voter guide in favor of this measure. I'm wondering, with all that campaign money, if language in the blue book really makes that much of a difference.
You know, I think with all the money that the proponents have, they'll probably end up getting their message out anyway. And I don't think the blue book necessarily is going to be read through and through and all that well. But we'll see. This is a campaign that is well-funded, and it came close in 2006 to pass. And this is something that, at least according to a Denver Post poll Friday last week, 51% of the people surveyed do support this measure.
Of course, we all know how polling goes from day to day and week to week. Now, finally, we have Amendment S on the ballot. This seeks to change the way the state hires and retains state workers. Governor Hickenlooper and former Governors Bill Ritter and Bill Owens officially kicked off this campaign last week.
It's a legislatively referred constitutional amendment. That means it was introduced in the Colorado legislative session this past year, and it would change aspects to the state personnel system. What it does is, it's very old personnel rules right now that are on the book. This would modernize them and really just clean up some housekeeping measures that legislators really think that are antiquated.
Now, typically in the past, these types of house cleaning measures have fared pretty well where voters are concerned.
That's true. And I think now with Republican and Democrats united behind this, at least in terms of the three governors, and as well as the fact that this came out of the legislature unanimously, that it speaks pretty highly of the importance of trying to get this resolved through a constitutional amendment.
So we don't have a crowded ballot where the statewide questions are concerned, but voting for president, that's going to be another story. There are actually 16 candidates on the ballot, plus a write-in spot for a total of 17. How is that going to impact this election this fall?
I don't think it's going to make much of an effect for the standard bearers of the Democratic and Republican parties. But you never know. This is a swing state, and where every vote counts, especially in Colorado, it potentially could make a difference. But I don't think that either major campaigns are really threatened by it.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.